This is Kara with the Pure Rock Shop on the line with Jeff Pilsen on WNJR 91.7 FM, Washington, Pittsburgh. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Kara. I'm great.
Well, it's great to have you here on the show.
It's good to be here.
You have so much going on these days, I wasn't really sure where to start. But with Foreigner coming to town in the next week here, I thought we would start there. I know
sure.
You guys recently recorded an album with a full symphony, so wanted to hear a little bit about that experience.
Sure. Well, it was done last May in Lucerne, Switzerland, and it was just an amazing experience. We spent a week in Lucerne. We rehearsed for a few days and then did two shows, which we recorded and filmed. And it was just a magical event, so that's why we had to put it out. It's so wonderful hearing the music done, these orchestrations. It's just beautiful. And in fact, we're going to be doing more orchestra shows this year. In March, we're going to do several in Florida. And in the fall, we're going to be going to Australia and New Zealand and doing a bunch. We're going to do the Sydney Opera House with an orchestra. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, we're very, very excited about it. It's been a lot of fun. It's been tons of work, especially putting the record together was a lot of work. It's the most work I've ever had to do on something like that. But it was so fun, and it was such a learning experience and such a high listening to all those orchestral parts. It was amazing.
Yeah. We saw Pat Benatar earlier this year with the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's got to be a challenge to have so many instruments on stage, you know, playing with a rock band.
Logistically, I wouldn't say it's a nightmare, but it's a challenge.
Yeah, I think they said they did one day of rehearsal, which just blew my mind.
So. Yeah, well, those orchestras are pretty pro.
They
get together quick.
Yeah. So, earlier this year, you've been working with the original Dokken and, with some highly anticipated shows and a new song. I wanted to ask you about the new project that you're doing with Robert Mason and Mick and George.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking. So tell me about what you're up to with those guys, because Robert was kind of close-lipped when I asked him earlier this week.
Well, that's funny, because we can talk about it now. Well, the thing is, we were kind of keeping it under wraps for a while, but right now we're still kind of nameless. We have a name that we've thrown out there, and we're not sure if we're going to keep it, so I'm not even going to bother with that. But we're very, very, very excited about it. The music is just coming out phenomenal. George and I have written 11 pieces, and we've recorded all 11 except the vocals, but we've done the vocals on 7, and that's all the vocals, background vocals, everything. Robert is sounding amazing. I mean, really, really, really amazing, and it's been so wonderful. George and Mick and I have a very natural chemistry. It's like, it's a joy to work together. We really do enjoy working together. And so it's just been great. We only have 4 more left to do vocals on, and we also did an acoustic remake of one of them already.
Oh, wow.
And that came out amazing. So we're kind of ahead. Sorry, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh, okay.
We're way ahead of schedule on this one. It's going to probably be coming out in early 2019, so we're very excited.
Okay. Do you guys think you'll do any touring with that?
Well, I hope so. I really do hope so.
I know your schedule's pretty packed with Foreigner.
Yeah, that is of course the problem.
Yeah.
And it is really hard to schedule things, but we're already working on some ideas for it, and we shall see. I'm not going to jinx it by saying anything, but there are a couple of ideas for it, and
okay.
I'm hoping it works out, and if it does, it'll be very exciting.
Cool. Well, I know a lot of people might not know that you had worked with Robert producing the Ward album, which was,
right.
Probably one of the best albums we've heard new this year. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
I'm very proud
of
that record. I think they're such an underrated band. I mean, it's just, listen, Janie Lane rightfully deserved everything he got as far as attention and accolades and everything. He was very talented guy and very, very responsible for much of what Ward has.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the band themselves are great in their own right. And it always feels like that always got overlooked to me. So I was really happy on this record how well everybody shines. I mean, you can really, they really all come through. They're a talented bunch of guys. And of course, Robert has been an amazing replacement. And well, I guess you're never really a replacement. You know,
right.
He's been an amazing singer for them and, you know, has really taken the reins nicely. But, I mean, it is true that the band themselves are great and that I think they got to shine on this a little more. And I think that's great.
Yeah. Cool. Well, so are there any other projects that you have in the works? Because I know you pretty much never sleep. anything else you want to fill us in that you're working on this year?
The Last in Line record that's coming out or that we're working on. It, too, will be early next year. But we're already 8 songs deep into that, and that's coming out amazing. I mean, it's really going to be a phenomenal record. If you liked the first record, you're going to like this one even better.
Oh, cool. So are you producing? Or?
Yes, I'm producing.
Oh, cool. We're going to get to check them out, actually, this Thursday up in Akron. Yeah.
They're so great live. I did the first record, and I've known these guys for years. I hadn't actually seen them live until, I guess it was just a few weeks ago. They're amazing.
Yeah,
I'm amazing.
Really looking forward to it. Andrew was singing with Lies, Deceit, and Treachery, you know, the Bullet Boys on the cruise, and he just blew us away. So
he's so great. He is so great. Yeah. Wait till you see this. This thing is it's Dio on steroids. It's just amazing. It really is.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to hear that album as well.
They're really writing some inspired stuff. They're in a great place right now. And Vivian is at the peak of his powers. Vinny is playing ridiculous. Phil Sasson, who took Jimmy's place, Jimmy Bain, who we lost, of course.
Right.
Phil is sounding amazing, and you know it's just a really good chemistry right now. They're at a spot where I'm so glad I'm getting to do this record because it's really powerful and it's really inspired.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, that was all the questions I had. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Well, let's see. We talked about the Foreigner. Well, we got the Foreigner tour coming this summer, of course, with Whitesnake and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, which is great. That's June through August. I'm very excited about that. Number one, I've always wanted us to tour with Whitesnake, so I'm really glad that's finally happening. Plus those guys are all friends. So
I know, you guys are going to have a blast.
It's going to be a very, very close tour. Let me see, there's more Foreigner stuff. Then at the end of the year, there's the Double Vision and More CD, which is basically, we got together with the original Foreigner band a couple shows. Very good. Hang on, my coffee's here, son. I'm in need. So we got together with that, and we recorded and filmed that. And so that'll be coming out at the end of this year, which it's really coming out great. So, yeah, very, very excited.
Cool. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Very happy to get another Pure Rock Shop interview with you today. Thanks for joining us on WNJR 91.7 FM, Washington, Pittsburgh. And we look forward to catching up with you at the Foreigner Show next Thursday, March 8th, at the Palace Theater in Greensburg.
Awesome. Can't wait. Really good. Going to be good to see you, Kara. And thanks again, as always.
Thank you.